Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. Got Dick Girardi coming on with us at 5:20 to talk about the Belmont Stakes. And finally, we've talked about since even before the Kentucky Derby, the two top horses, Sovereignty and certainly Journalism, squaring off again after Sovereignty won the Kentucky Derby. He's decided to take the pass, wasn't going to run in the second race, but now they square off again. And how it's a little bit of a change now with the Belmont Stakes, a little shorter race. And we'll have Dick Girardi on with us at 5:20 to talk about it. Charlie, I have to laugh because every time we get somebody on to talk about SEC, man, Tennessee, every time they bring it up, man, they hate it by everybody. Mm-hmm. It reminds me so much of, this is a football deal, back when Steve Spurrier was at Florida. And, you know, Steve was a great coach, great college coach. But, man, he got under your skin. I mean, one way or another, he would say something. It was just Spurrier's way of doing it. And Coach Tony is the same way at Tennessee, where we've had people on talk about Kentucky. We've had on talk about Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, you name it. And they all bring up the exact same thing about, man, they don't just dislike them. They hate Tennessee,
right,
because of Coach Tony.
Yeah, they're kind of the villains of the SEC in baseball, Mike. But they embrace that. I mean, you can tell with that team, and the team is the reflection of the coach, and it all starts with Tony Vitello. But this weekend's series in Fayetteville, I can't wait. This is the primetime matchup of all of the eight super regionals. If you're looking at it, Mike, as we kind of mentioned, with all the upsets this past weekend in regional play, we only have three super regionals that feature top 16 seeds battling it out against one another. It's number 3 Arkansas versus number 14 Tennessee in Fayetteville, number 4 Auburn versus number 3 Coastal Carolina in Auburn, and then number 8 Oregon State versus number 9 Florida State in Corvallis. All the rest of them are either, you know, two or three seeds that made it out of their regional versus a host or even against each other. So I'm really looking forward to this Fayetteville Super Regional, Mike, because if you look a couple weeks ago, Arkansas hosted Tennessee in the final weekend of the regular season before Hoover in the SEC tournament, and they took 2 of 3 at home against this Tennessee team. And as I mentioned with Chris Gordy, yes, LSU is currently the betting favorite via Vegas odds to win the whole thing. But I think a reason for that is because Vegas just doesn't know what to think of this matchup between Arkansas and Tennessee. They're both so talented, and they can win it all if they get there. But one of them is going to be eliminated before they even get to the College World Series in Omaha, Mike.
Yeah, no question about it. I want to tell everybody to remind them for tomorrow. Saints OTAs are open to the media, and Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, will be there to file his reports to us here, and he'll be on from 4 to 8 tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk to the Cannon about who's looking good in the practice sessions. And again, this is, it's not a full-fledged practice. There's no hitting going on. It's a pitch and catch sort of thing. pajamas and slippers, but Cannon will give us the breakdown of that. And also we'll have on with us at 5:20, the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss, will give us his insights on what he saw at the OTA sessions also. We'll take a quick break and we come back. Dick Girardi, one of the best in the business as far as horse racing is concerned, on betonline.org, talking to us about the Belmont Stakes happening this coming Saturday. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line from betonline.org, one of the best in the business, horse racing wise, Dick Girardi. Dick, thanks so much for joining this afternoon.
Absolutely. How are you, Mike? What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Dick, sort of explain to everybody, this is, I think, the second straight year, if my memory's right, that the configuration of the Belmont's a little bit different. There is, some reconstruction happening at Belmont Stakes, and so now it's going to be run in Saratoga, which is in upstate New York. So it's a little shorter race, and a little bit of explanation there. And does it sort of favor one of the two top horses here?
So, yeah, the Belmont Park, as you said, it's undergoing reconstruction at the moment. They tore down the old place. The racetrack itself is the only mile-and-a-half track in the country. Saratoga's track is a mile-and-an-eighth, so they really can't run mile-and-a-half races, which is typically what the Belmont Stakes is. So they're going to run it at a mile-and-a-quarter, and they'll also – it sounds like they're still going to be at Saratoga next year. The hope is that the new Belmont Park will be open in the fall of 2026, and then they'll run the Belmont Stakes in the summer of 2027 there. So that's why the race is a little bit shorter. I don't think it really helps or hurts any of the contenders because, frankly, nobody knows what would have happened that mile and a half because it's such an oddball distance anyway. Right. But this is the Derby distance. We've already got a sense of who can handle that. Obviously, we have the top three back from the Derby all ran such great races. And then Journalism, of course, then, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, came back to win the Preakness.
It's embedded in my mind, you know, as a kid, Secretariat in the Belmont. I think, if you were alive back then to watch what he did, because the first two races were fairly close. That Secretariat ended up winning. Mm-hmm. But that last one, it was like, whoa. Man, you are seeing something special when you watch it. Now, they've come out with the movie, and, you know, the movie is exaggerated to a certain extent, but not how he won. Not how he won that Belmont.
No, he won by 31 lengths, which is essentially like 100 yards. I mean, it's insane. It's like crazy. And he went 224 flat, which is a world record for a mile and a half on the dirt that still stands. In fact, Secretariat holds the time record for the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmonts.
How about that? Man,
nobody's been able to approach it since he ran it, and all those, 52 years ago now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not like it was yesterday. I mean, we're talking about over 50 years this happened. So, man, was a great moment in sports again. And if you were alive to watch it, man, I can recall sitting in my living room with my dad, who was a big horse racing fan, and he just sort of glanced at me when he got, you know, started to pull away, and it was like, oh my goodness, look at we're watching.
Right, so the sport's been around for hundreds of years, and that's the greatest single performance in the history of the sport, and nobody would argue it. And in watching it, if you remember it, they went like the first six furlongs in 109, which is like, you know, sprinters can't go that fast. And everybody at the track is screaming, oh, my God, he's going too fast. He's, you know, this is, oh, what's going to happen? Well, it turned out he just was that fast. He couldn't slow him down. It's interesting. I went up in 1998 to Canada to do a story for the newspaper I worked for on Ron Turcotte, who, of course, rode Secretariat. Yeah. And I said, Ronnie, I mean, what was it like? He says, because there's a great picture of him near the end of the race where he's looking over at the tote board to see the time. He wants to see how fast he's going because it clicks off every second. And he told me, he says, I was amazed how fast we had gone. but it was something. He said that day, I mean, he was great, obviously, when he was good and when he was at his best. There probably isn't a horse in the history of American racing that could have ever beaten him. But that day, there isn't a horse ever born that could have beaten him, or even
No way. One of the horses, and certainly we talk a lot about Sovereignty and Journalism, but what about Rodriguez? And because of Bob Baffert, that getting a lot of attention here. And so for people who haven't watched Rodriguez race, and he did not run the first two races. Was it a injury maybe he had?
He had a minor issue, what's called a quarter crack. It's an issue with the hoof. It's something that horses can deal with, but you don't want to run them with it because the potential could just get worse. So they had to scratch him out of the Derby. They wanted to run him in the Preakness. He just wasn't quite ready. So he missed a little bit of training time. His recent workouts have been good. He's either going to be on the lead or battling for the lead. So from that standpoint, I mean, if he can run back to the two races where he's been clear, he's dangerous. But I have a tendency, as great as Bob is, and he's the best to ever do it in Triple Crown races, when you get a little behind with these horses, it's just hard to play catch up. And he did run against Journalism once and got skunked back in early March. So if it was anybody other than Baffert, I would just say forget it. But because he's so good, you at least have to give Rodriguez some consideration. But he's not going to be my pick.
When you look at the first two races and how they were run, and Sovereignty ran a great race in the Kentucky Derby and on a really muddy track. and then decided not to run in the second race. But journalism and getting kind of bumped around and everything else. And at first I was like, there's no way he's going to be able to catch up. And boy, he hit a stride and was able to win the race overall. First of all, what is the weather looking like in upstate New York? And secondly, do you think this is going to be that classic matchup between these two horses at the end?
I hope so. And keep in mind, there's a third one, Baeza, who finished a pretty close
Derby,
also sat out the Preakness. So, yeah, I think on paper, the three of them are pretty evenly matched. The weather is iffy. It's, you know, today was fine, but there's some discussion of rain over the weekend. I mean, I hope it goes away. And for the people that don't know, as you said, upstate New York, Saratoga Springs is located exactly 30 miles north of the state capital of Albany. And Albany's about 2 hours north of Manhattan, to give you an idea of exactly where this racetrack is. It's up in the Adirondack Mountains. And it's a summer track, typically, but this year and last year and almost certainly next year, they're going to have these four-day Belmont Stakes Festival. But, yeah, I hope it's a fast track because, you know, you don't know if the track at the Derby had anything to do with journalism getting beaten. Did it help Sovereignty? Hopefully they all get a fast track and we find out who's got the best horse on Saturday.
One of the things, you've watched a lot of races, so have I, but, man, when a horse gets jostled, like journalism, they can react one of two ways, and one of those ways isn't good. But I just think the handling of it by the jockey there, I think, really was the story behind it. You can give credit to the horse, okay, because he's running the race. But the jockey to kind of calm him down at that moment, because one thing about a horse, he don't like to get touched. He don't like to get hit at all. I grew up around horses. They sure. Sort of fickle about whatever they do, and especially one that's been pampered like what journalism has. That is a lot tougher win than I think people are giving them credit for.
There is no question. Journalism trainer Michael McCarthy told me, he says, horses just don't do that, right?
Yep.
After getting bumped around, like you said, a lot of times they'll just go, well, I'm not doing this. You know, I don't need to get hurt out here. This is crazy. But right, as soon as he got clear again, he just took off. And it was interesting. I was sitting in the grandstand at about the 16th pole, so 100 yards to the finish. And, man, when he came by me, because it didn't look like he had any chance to win, right, after he was five lengths behind that horse, Gosker, he came by me. He was running as fast as I've ever seen a horse run. It was wild how fast he was going. And then I'm looking up at the finish line. I said, is he really going to get there? And he did. So, yeah, it was an amazing performance. Tells you how talented the horse is. But, you know, I'm sure they're hoping nothing like that happens this time, because clearly a horse is like Baeza and Sovereignty a whole lot better than Gosker, the horse he ran down in the Preakness.
I was going to ask you a little bit about Baeza, because for a lot of people, they think if anybody could maybe pull off the upset, it may be Baeza.
I think he's legit. I mean, it's interesting. This is like unheard of in the history of Triple Crown racing. So his dam/mother is a horse called Puka. Puka was the mother of Mage, who won the Derby 2 years ago, and was the mother of Dornick, who won the Belmont last year. So if Baeza wins, this filly, now a mare, will have three straight classic race winners, which has never happened in the history of the sport. So, yeah, it'd be amazing. And he's talented. I mean, he's good. He's got Flavian Pratt. He's got John Sterups, who's a wonderful trainer who trained the great mare Zenyatta. I remember she went 19-for-19, lost her last race, won the Derby back in 2005 with Giacomo, the 50-to-1 shot. So, yeah, Baeza, he's definitely a contender. Look, I've liked journalism from the start, guys. He has a little bit of a disadvantage here that he's the only one running in all three. He didn't get the 5-week break, but watching him train the last couple of days, he doesn't look like he's any worse for the wear. You know what he looks like? He looks like the horses that won the Triple Crown in recent years, Justify and American Pharoah. Like, he's still that good. He's come through and out the other side. The only difference was, of course, he didn't win the Derby like they did.
So, Dick, I wanted to hop in here and ask you, because as we kind of mentioned with the Preakness and journalism's crazy come-from-behind victory, you know, looking at this with the Belmont and Sovereignty, journalism, and Baeza, as you've kind of mentioned, it feels like the three favorites there. The winning length, the over-under prop that I was looking at, mm-hmm. 1.5 lengths. Yep. I mean, how tight do you think this is actually going to be? Is it going to be, you know, just similar to what we saw with the Preakness where it's really, really close at the very end? Or do you think someone's going to kind of pull away early on and maybe win it by a couple more lengths?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been over on this prop for the first two. The first one was a push. Sovereignty ended up winning by exactly a length and a half. And then, as you said, the Preakness was a half a length, so that was the under a length and a half. And if Journalism didn't have that problem at the top of the stretch, he was going to win by 3 or 4 lengths, right? I mean, if he doesn't get literally stopped, I mean, he came to a stop. So I will go over again on that prop at betonline.ag on the theory that I like Journalism. If he runs his best race, I think he's going to win it. And there's some I love all these prop bets. They're the greatest. They're just so much fun.
Yeah, they are.
One of them is, how about this one? Will the winning jockey's last name end in Z? So you get Irad Ortiz on the 1, Hill Road. You get Luis Saez on the 4, Uncaged, and you get Johnny Velasquez on the 5, Crudo, and you get 6-1. So if any of the three win, the 1, 4, or 5, if any of them win, you get 6-1.
I think that's unbelievable. But now you can bet on anything today. I think you feel like I do. I think this is Journalism's race. I think he ends up winning it. Now, I think 2 and 3, I think, will be really tight there. And I think that's where maybe Baeza has a shot here to sneak into the 2 spot. But I like Journalism here.
Yeah, I think he's the most consistent, right? I mean, Sovereignty's really solid. You know, he won the Derby fair and square. But he doesn't always come with that same effort or Journalism every single time he fires. And again, the only question is he still the same horse at the end of the Triple Crown as he was at the beginning? Now, you never know for sure until they run, but I can just tell you by the way he's training. And Michael McCarthy's a really sharp guy. He looks to me like horses like Smarty Jones and a Fleet Alex and Curlin and the two recent Triple Crown winners that were as good at the end as they were at the beginning. Even if they didn't win all the races, they ran great in all 3 of them.
Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Love having you on, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Dick Girardi does a great job covering the sports scene racehorse-wise. It's something kind of a lost generation. I know, Charlie, you mentioned to me you didn't know a lot about racing with it. I sort of grew up with it a little bit more, and certainly one of our sports talk hosts here on WWL, Buddy DiLiberto, man, he loved horse racing more than he loved sleeping. So it goes to show you, you know, it's another generation. But, man, just great to watch those races. And now they extended it out with this pregame and post coverage of it, what, for 3.5 hours? I'm like, what?
For
3.5 hours?
For a two-minute race. But, you know, Mike, I will say this much. The Preakness that you had brought up, the comeback for Journalism, that was primetime stuff, man. For those that are, like, you know, kind of, I guess, casual horse racing fans like myself, that was exciting to watch, where he gets bounced around at the start, he kind of gets roughed up, and then the comeback was really, really fun and exciting. So, you know, we'll see what happens, because like Dick and you were mentioning, if he can win the Belmont after winning the Preakness, that's obviously very impressive.
Charlie, when I grew up around horses, and I'm going to tell you, they don't like to get messed around with.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so a lot of times they'll stop. They come almost like stuck in cement, or they'll sort of go either side. He just sort of got his balance. He got his balance online.
And took off.
And it was like almost
rocket.
Like he hit the button, and he was off. I didn't know if he'd win it, but, boy, how he closed was unbelievable. We'll be back. More sports talk here on the Big 870, where I'll bet 365 triple option feature right after this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by Steve Geller for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Well, tonight, gentlemen, the 2025 Stanley Cup Final anticipated rematch between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers. It's the first time since 2009 we're going to get two teams that faced off in consecutive finals. Last year, the Florida Panthers took it in seven games. Defending champs are aiming to become the 10th franchise in NFL history to repeat as cup winners and the first to defeat the same opponent in consecutive finals since the 1978 Montreal Canadiens. Meanwhile, those Oilers are trying to get some redemption after losing that heartbreaking Game 7 to Florida last year. They have home ice advantage. Oilers also aiming to end Canada's Stanley Cup drought, which dates all the way back to 1993. For me, gentlemen, I feel like goaltending is always the big difference in hockey matchups, and I like the Panthers' Sergei Bobrovsky. He's got 57 career playoff wins. Meanwhile, on the Oilers' side, Stuart Skinner lost his starting job early on in these playoffs. He bounced back to anchor Edmonton's run right now, but I just don't trust Skinner's reliability, despite a strong defense in front of him with the Edmonton Oilers. So give me the Panthers to repeat as Stanley Cup champs.
Stuart Skinner's weird, Steve, isn't he? Like, he either has sub-860 save percentages where he just gives up, like, five goals in a game, or he shuts out.
Right, or he's lights out, right.
It's all or nothing with that dude. And so I'm kind of with you here. I'm rooting for the Panthers. Keep the cup in America. That's what I say.
Even though it's all Canadian players on both teams.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But, like, 1993 since Canada last won the Stanley Cup is incredible, guys.
That to me, is a crazy stat.
Yeah.
Guys, that's 1993. I was a senior in high school.
I wasn't born.
Ouch. Oh, my Lord, Charlie.
I'm not going to go. Y'all can go that route. I'm going to stay out of that.
Yeah, so, you know, go Florida. We'll see what happens. I would love to see a seven-game series like we saw last year, guys, because people will forget, you know, Florida taking a 3-0 lead and then Edmonton storming back to tie it and force a game seven and then losing that game seven. We were so close to, like, history there in the 3-0 comeback, which we never see in professional sports outside of a couple of instances. But, you know, Florida was able to hold it off, and we'll see what happens this year. Guys, I'm going with Paul Skeens. Last night, you know, Steve and I were talking about it. The Astros faced the Pirates, and it was like a 2-hour, 15-minute game. It was super, super short because it was a pitcher's duel. Lance McCullers was awesome, but Paul Skeens was also fantastic. This was his line last night, guys. 8 innings pitch, 3 hits given up against the Astros, 1 earned run. It was only 1 run that he gave up on a solo home run to Christian Walker. He gave up 1 walk and 8 strikeouts, lowering his ERA to 2.05 for the season. Guys, he picked up a loss in that game. I'll reread. 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. 1 home run was the only run he gave up that entire game, and he picked up a loss. He's now 4-6 on the season. And if you're looking a little bit more at the stats, Paul Skenes has only allowed 19 earned runs in 13 starts this year, but the Pirates have lost 8 of those games. They're 5-8 in Paul Skenes' starts, despite only giving up 19 earned runs in 13 starts. His last 5 starts, if you just look at that, he's only given up 4 earned runs in 34 2/3 innings. That's a 1.04 ERA, guys. His record, 1-2. The Pirates' record, 2-3. Well, what are we doing here? Like, the Pirates are just a dumpster fire. This guy is having an incredible pitching season. He is the star player on a team that desperately needs star power, and they just can't lift him up. Do you remember a couple years ago, guys, that like Jacob DeGrom was having an incredible season and the Mets could never give him any run support? That's what we're seeing with Paul Skenes. The Pirates' offense, if you're looking at a starter that's giving up on an average of 1 run per 9 innings pitched, and he's still losing games, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the organization definitely has to invest in some offense, but you know, we talked about this a little yesterday off air, Charlie. It's them not giving back into the roster.
No, exactly. I mean, Paul Skenes is the face of their franchise. He's the star player that, you know, is going to bring in plenty of money for that organization, but it's an organization that ranks bottom 5 in the MLB in terms of team payroll. They're one of the 5 teams that don't have $100 million team salary this year. And they joined Tampa Bay. They joined the Athletics, who are playing in the minor league park this year.
Right.
Because they moved out of, you know, Oakland, and they're trying to get to Vegas or whatever. You have the White Sox and Miami. That's where the Pirates are right now. They're among those teams.
That's really unbelievable. I know in talking to Scott Sanders, who knows a lot of these guys in the baseball world, he told me, Mike, the owner of the Pirates, he got money. He just don't want to spend it. You know, he just doesn't want to spend it on the baseball team at all. So he's raking this money in, but he doesn't want to spend anything to try to improve his baseball team. That's this is almost like a throwback to the 60s and 70s when you saw a lot of that. But they weren't making the money because of the television rights like you're making today,
right,
across the board. I just shake my head with that, because I know – the owner of that team, he had success in other businesses. Not to have success in baseball and just be happy with it, I don't get that part. Today, the Phoenix Suns hired Cleveland Cavalier assistant coach Jordan Ott as their new head coach. What's interesting about this is the fact that, you know, he's kind of bounced around the NBA a little bit with the Atlanta Hawks, with the Lakers, with the Nets. Last year, a big part of the coaching staff, certainly with the Cavaliers. But who gave the seal of approval on him was not the owner, not the GM.
Devin Booker. Yeah.
Devin Booker, the player, gets involved here. So in any other sport, I'm not saying that maybe a quarterback wouldn't walk into a room and say, if you were Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen, somebody like that, Lamar Jackson, to say, hey, look, I really like this guy. But to have Devin Booker, who at one time, Charlie, you might correct me on this, but wasn't he sort of on the trading block too?
Yeah,
I think there was some buzz this offseason that the Phoenix Suns were going to completely blow it up after they missed the play-in tournament with all those star players.
It almost sounded like more of their play-in.
Well, I mean, it's just incredible that they had, you know, the salary that they did. We're bashing on the Pirates for not spending money. They were over the apron, and they don't even make the postseason because, you know, they just fell apart at the end of the season. And all the trade rumors are out now as well. And I've heard a lot of buzz about potentially Kevin Durant being gone from this team this offseason.
Yeah.
But the decision to, you know, sign on with Jordan Ott, as you mentioned, Mike, Devin Booker obviously signed off on that. He's a major reason for it. And now you're looking at, I guess, building around Devin Booker. The buzz that I've heard is that the Knicks potentially moving on from Karl Anthony Towns and sending him to Phoenix for Kevin Durant in kind of like a one-off trade where because Devin Booker and Karl Anthony Towns are buddies. They played at Kentucky together. And
who's getting what out of that?
Whereas Kevin Durant gets sent to the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns gets sent to Phoenix in that trade.
Who's getting what out of that, though, Charlie? You're trading one little piece, and you know Durant's one of the all-time best, as far as I'm. But you know he's at an age now where you don't see that.
Yeah.
And it's not consistent anymore. But man, he was an unbelievable player at one stage. You can't say that about Karl Towns for sure. And my thing with the Knicks is, you built this team Tom Thibodeau-wise, and now you decide, well, I'm going to go in another direction. Well, wait a minute. You got the players that basically fit what Thibodeau wanted to do.
Exactly.
Now you're going to go another direction player-wise also? No, it's James Dolan there. He's a multi-billionaire, and he's going to do what he wants. And he don't care what a fan or anybody says.
Right.
He's getting his money. It does not matter to him. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm going to hurt him in the pocketbook. Mm. Oh, yeah, really?
Good luck with that.
You're not hurting James Dolan one bit.
Well, that
not
was the
one,
whole,
one bit.
That was the whole thing about the overreaction of firing Tom Thibodeau, who was very successful in the 5 years that he was in New York, getting him to the postseason four different times. It never still doesn't really make sense to me. But at the same time, this might be, you know, the time for the Knicks just to make some sweeping changes. Because like you said, Mike, I don't think they're going to run it back with that roster. It was Tibbs' roster. Tibbs got them to the Eastern Conference Finals with his players, his style of team. And if they're going to make this decision where they think that Tibbs had, you know, his ceiling in New York or whatever, they're going to have to figure out how to make some changes. And maybe, you know, they go big game hunting with a Giannis or a Kevin Durant or something like that. But to be able to do it, it's going to have to start with Karl Anthony Towns. And I think he'll be on his way out.
Are they
going to
go big game hunting when it comes to a new head coach?
I don't even know what the big game hunting would be, because like Mike, you and I talked about this off air. If they go after Mike Malone, Mike Malone is very similar to what Tom Thibodeau does as a coach.
He's the same guy almost.
Exactly. And so like what are you really thinking? We had a text saying that if Mike Malone wasn't on the market, that Thibodeau would have kept his job. I'm like,
I don't believe that.
If they go from Thibodeau to Malone, I get that, you know, Malone's a couple of years removed from an NBA championship. But that's not like the gigantic jump that you're really hoping for to take you to the next step.
I've seen some rumors out there the Knicks could be flirting with trying to lure Dan Hurley Knicks. And that would be – that would have Dolan's name written all over it, though.
I could see him float that to somebody.
Right.
Because the one thing James Dolan does really well, man, he got people that can float rumors out very, very well. But he don't ever act on any of that. But again, when you're a multi-billionaire and you have made this kind of money away from sports, you think you know everything about everything, and no one is going to tell you different. You might say, oh, if I was working for him, I would tell him, yeah, you'd work one day and you'd be unemployed. That's just the way a guy like Dolan operates. And, man, I've heard all kind of horror stories about people, longtime season ticket holders. They would come in through one particular gate for years and years. Spike Lee's one of them, coming through the same gate. Then all of a sudden, hey, you can't come in through here. Wait a minute, I've been doing this for 15 years, and now you're telling me I can't? Nope, you can't do this anymore. Well, who's this edict from? Well, Mr. Dolan. Okay. If the boss say that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do.
Right.
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I want to thank Dick Girardi. Does a great job covering the horse racing scene for joining us about 20 minutes ago. When we come back here on Sports Talk, Nick Friedell, one of our best guests we have, will join Steve and Charlie at around 6:25. Thank you for listening. Keep your dial tuned in to more sports talk right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.